Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast. The podcast with a spring in its step, but not in its pen. I'm your host, Pete Pollock, and this week on the show, On the Waterfront, a film starring Marlon Brando as the guy who could have been a contender. Well, we know that much about the movie, but what else do we know? Well, we're about to find that out. Stay tuned. Now, this is a movie about a bunch of people who live on the waterfront. No surprise there. The waterfront in this case is New York, apparently, or perhaps New Jersey. I don't think they actually say, but it's somewhere up in that big megalopolis in the east. And it is it takes place among a bunch of longshoremen. And they would probably or possibly be living happy lives if it wasn't for the fact that the local union is run by the crime syndicate, and they control everything. So if somebody wants a job that day, they throw a couple of bucks at the guy who's handing out the jobs, and all this money, you know, in addition to union dues and everything else, it all gets collected by this guy, Johnny Friendly, who is a troublemaker from the word go. And like any good troublemaker, he starts off the movie kind of likable, but you know he's a troublemaker anyway. Now, in this case, Marlon Brando's character is kind of friends with, they never really say what the relationship is, but he knows this guy named Joey, and he gets orders to get Joey out of his apartment so the mob guys can talk to Joey. And he gets Joey to go up to his roof, and about 5 minutes later, Joey takes a header off the roof. And Marlon Brando is not feeling good about that, because he's not really a bad guy. He's fallen in with these mob guys, and his brother is a lieutenant with the mob guys, but he really didn't think that they were going to kill him. He thought they were just going to kind of mess him up a little bit, and so he's a little upset. And this sets everything in action. Now, he would probably, in normal circumstances, go back to his life and degenerate into whatever it is he would become when he's 50 or 60 or 70 years old, but for meeting the sister of the guy who got killed. And she inspires him through love and belief in betterment of humanity and whatnot to reach out and maybe reassess his position in life. Now, the contender line, if you recall me mentioning that, and it's probably the most famous line from the film, refers to the fact that Marlon Brando's character was a really good boxer and was requested being, a gentle term, basically told to take a fall because Johnny Friendly, again, the troublemaker, had a bunch of money riding on his opponent, and the opponent was not favored, and so, Marlon Brando's character, Terry, he takes the fall, and basically that's the end of any possibility he had at leading a good life or being anything, and he just ends up on the docks, tossing boxes around with the rest of the longshoremen. The breakout character for me in this film is played by Carl Malden, who I know from the streets of San Francisco, but apparently he was working before that. Who knew? Carl Malden plays a priest, and he starts off the film with being a normal, he just works at the church and he's not really involved in the community. And as things start to degenerate and spin out of control and he realizes that people are being murdered, he takes a more active role to the point of where people are throwing things at him. And he has a pretty tough time of it. And he has a couple of good speeches in there, and he's a pretty interesting character. Now, overall, this is a pretty good film, and the plot is good. It's got a few twists and turns, and it doesn't always go exactly where you expect it to, which I always like. But there's a couple of downsides. The first downside is there was an era in filmmaking in which the music was really, really annoying. And this film is from that era. So it's blaring and loud. You know, there's modern films where their music is really there. Like, you know, you look at Star Wars or something like that, and you think, well, wow, there's a lot of music in there. But the music always somehow seems to fit, even when there's a lot going on in the music. In this film, it doesn't always seem to fit. It just blasts over people's lines. It's inappropriate in scenes. It's frenetic when it doesn't need to be frenetic. And it's like, at some point you just want to grab the guy who wrote it and shake him by the lapels and go, hey, settle down. You know, enough is enough. We get it. You wrote music for this movie. Now calm down. So that gets a little frustrating after a while. The other thing is that there is almost nobody in this film who's going to win an under-acting award, which is kind of surprising. Well, it's not surprising when you consider some of the people who are in it. But what is surprising is that the people who are in it, the ones you would expect to overact, like Marlon Brando and Rod Steiger, who is, you know, another king overactor, they're not really the biggest culprits in this one. They're you know, I don't want to say controlled, but they're really not the overactors when you're looking at this film. Almost everybody else, including Eva Marie Saint as the love interest, is just letting it loose. Now, it could be that they're shouting and overacting so they can be heard over the annoying music. That's possible. But whatever the reason, that starts to wear on you a little bit too. Carl Malden, he's kind of in between. He's not really pushing it, but he's not really reeling it in either. So overall, I'm going to give this movie, if it didn't have the music and the overacting problems, it would definitely be an own it. As it is, it's going to be a high rent it. It's a high rent it because you're really, after you listen to that music a couple of times, you're not going to want to see it again for a while. So you don't really need to buy this one. So it's a high rent it, and it's worth seeing. Check it out. It's on the waterfront. Next week on the show, Marty. And this is an Ernest Borgnine film, and I loves me a good Ernest Borgnine film. Ever since I saw him driving a 707 out of the mud and snow in Airport, he's been a hero of mine. I'm always happy to see Ernest Borgnine working, and this one's got a lot of him in it, so I can't wait to see it. Until then, I am Pete Pollock. This is the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, a production of the Big Noisy Bug Media Empire. And you can always catch this and other podcasts, including the brand new Chico Walker Show, at bignoisybug.com. Check it out if you get the chance. Have a good week, everybody.